Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Recently, I've been working with some large organizations that have customer service teams, inside sales teams, in some cases lead generation teams, and it's very common for organizations to get these all mixed up and to try to combine teams that really shouldn't be combined at all. So let's take a quick look at them. Undoubtedly, your organization has customer service issues that have to be dealt with. And my recommendation is that you have a dedicated team of people to deal with customer service issues. It could be invoicing issues. It could be delivery issues. It could be product issues. It could be a team that takes inbound calls for customers who want to place additional orders on existing contracts or invoices. But they're not selling anything except great service of your organization and keeping the customer happy. Now, if you also have the ability to sell your products proactively from the inside instead of on a field sales, then I recommend you have an inside sales team, but it's a separate function from customer service. Why? Nobody likes a bait and switch. And the skill set of being a very empathetic, highly successful, customer-focused customer service rep is very different than being an aggressive or assertive, proactive sales rep. Inside sales is proactive. Customer service is reactive. And so if you want to sell on the inside, then just build up a small but effective inside sales team that's able to take a lead from proactive outreach to close. They're both critical, but they're both different. Now, a third team, depending on the size of your organization, could be pure lead generation. And this is a great position to have if you have a large number of leads that need to be converted, or if you sell a product that is very universal, broad base, where every business, every consumer could actually buy and use your product. You may have what's often called a telemarketing team or a lead generation team, and literally their job is to just pre-qualify leads to give to either the field sales or the inside sales team. So the inside sales team and the field sales team are working from a lead that's somewhat qualified. Again, very different role. The best organizations we work with have a lead generation team that's considered an entry-level position. They're junior positions where you get trained, you learn how to use the telephone in an assertive way, you learn the products, and you have a career path through inside sales and then on to sales. Very rarely in top-performing sales organizations do I see people move from customer service into sale. Occasionally it happens, but we don't want to build our organizations on the exception rather than the rule. So hire for inside sales based on a sales profile, hire for customer service based on a customer service profile, but keep the organizations separate so that you build the best quality or the best practice in each of those camps. Doing so will make sure your customers never feel like they've called in for a service issue and now are being sold something, and also that they know they've got a dedicated person to take care of their needs. That, in and of itself, will ensure that they're satisfied, happy, and loyal customers.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.